For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team will host Bowling Green this weekend in the semifinal round of the WCHA playoffs. We're joined by junior Miles Fitzgerald out of Port Alberni, British Columbia. Scored the first goal of the deciding game three. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Don't know that I've ever seen a player score a goal with their butt on the back wall. How exactly did that play pan out for you?
I was just going for the puck, and then I saw Jay Dickman heading towards the net, so I just funneled it, and luckily it went off a skate and in.
That play doesn't happen if Nate Arntz doesn't drive the net as hard as he did. Come playoff time, you got to score goals like that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to be pretty. Most of the time in playoff hockey, it's just getting a greasy goal and keeping it simple, like just throwing the puck towards the net and good things can happen.
Building was really loud on over the course of all of last weekend. How much do you guys feed off of that, and how much do you need it again this weekend?
Obviously, it's huge. It's great to see the fans out, and you know, there's nothing better than playing in front of your home crowd. And it was great to see. They were really loud, and we build off that for sure.
Typically, in game three, guys are running on fumes. You were double shifted most of the game two and game three. How were you able to keep your legs throughout the course of the weekend?
We practice hard throughout the week, and we do a lot of conditioning coming up towards the year. So, obviously it doesn't help when 2 5-minute penalties there. We got to mix up the lines, so I had to get a little more ice than usual.
Is it hard come playoff time to be playing with that many different guys, or this late in the year doesn't it matter as much?
In the end, they're going to mix up the lines. It's going to be tough. Obviously for chemistry and whatnot, you're so used to playing with the same players. But in the end, it's just working hard and doing what you can to make a difference and win the hockey game.
You guys are 3-1 so far against BG this year. Does any of that matter come this weekend?
The regular season's it doesn't matter anymore. It's playoff time, and anything can happen. Any team can come on top, and you can't really think of that kind of stuff. You just got to go in it and like any other weekend, and do what you do.
You've got a goal and 2 assists against BG this year in those 4 games. When you're playing a goalie for the second time around, or this being the third time around, do you watch film on what worked the previous times, or has that been so long ago that that doesn't matter either?
It's so long ago where you don't really think about that kind of stuff, but our voluntary coach, Justin Hales, he does a great job of giving us a pre-scout on the goalies, and it helps a lot.
In your mind, what's the key to a victory Friday night?
Keys to the victory is, hard work, play our game, which is, using our feet, keep things simple, and, basically that's all it is. It's pretty simple from now on. Playoff hockey is hard work, keeping things simple, and obviously using our feet. That's our biggest asset to our game.
How big of a factor is being at home?
Huge factor. I mean, we love playing in front of our fans, and we have the best fans in the WCHA. As you could tell last weekend there, they're rocking the building. So
best of luck.
Thanks a lot.